Now, for many of us, audiobooks can be a lifeline. They can just be a way of passing some time. They can be a way of keeping up with your favourite author. But how do you access talking books in an accessible format? Well, I'm joined now by Paul Porter from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
And you're a great lover of audiobooks, aren't you?
I am. I probably get through about two a week, if not more. And, you know, it's a real passion of mine. I've been reading Braille and listening to audiobooks for the last 50-odd years almost. And, you know, we're seeing great strides. The first talking book player I had was a huge big cartridge that was only mains powered. And, you know, you had to change tracks every 2 hours to get to the rest of the book. And sometimes it would come on three or four cartridges. Whereas nowadays we've got a single book on one CD, or we've even got downloadable and on-demand talking books. So technology in audiobooks, you know, has changed dramatically, and it means you can, you know, access books, you know, within a minute of hearing about a book. You can go off and get that book and start listening to it. So really exciting. And there's lots of accessible formats as well. So I can now pretty much have any book I want in audio or Braille using electronic equipment. So really exciting. But today I thought we'd focus on audiobooks and particularly those available through RNIB.
All right. Well, let's briefly outline, we won't go to all the details, but just briefly outline the ways that you can download and enjoy an audiobook through RNIB.
Absolutely. So two of the ways you can get books are through the traditional CD or memory stick, and then you have a special player to play those on. And the great thing about RNIB talking books is that typically one book is on one CD, whereas if you buy a commercial audiobook, you might find it's on 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 CDs, depending on the length of the book. So RNIB books are put together in such a way that they come on one stick, one memory stick or one CD. You have a special player to play those. You're able to navigate chapters and sections and what have you. Some of the players you can speed up or slow down the playback. So and it will remember where you left off in each of the books that you have too. So really useful, and you don't have lots of CDs hanging around, which can be difficult if, you know, if you have a sight problem.
Also, there's the In Your Pocket. Now, that's a nifty device for this, isn't it?
Absolutely. The In Your Pocket does lots of things, but one of its functions is to be an on-demand talking book player, and it's all controlled by your voice. So you can say, find me books by Charles Dickens, and it'll list all the books, and you say, if you want Great Expectations, that might be number five. So you say number five, and then it'll play that book to you. And again, it remembers where you left off with each of the books. So it's an instant way of getting books to you on a very easy-to-use but very powerful device.
Now, there is a charge for using this system, but you can find out more about that. What about Overdrive? That's another way of doing it, isn't it?
Absolutely. So Overdrive is a way of downloading books either onto a computer or onto a smartphone or tablet. You have an app that you use to you sign up to Overdrive. It's free. You have a username and password, which you log into, and then you can search for a book and you can download it onto your device, and then you can listen to that. And again, you can, it'll remember where you left off in each of the books you've got on the system. And it is a library system, so you have the book for two or three weeks, then you can either return it within that time, or it's automatically returned to Overdrive. So you don't keep the book, but you have it, as you would from any public library, for a particular length of time. And you can have six books on the go at any one time. So, you know, and again, it's similar to In Your Pocket. You can access pretty much any book that's available to you on the RNIB Talking Book service.
Which one do you prefer? Yeah, I'm not saying that it's going to suit everybody, but which one do you prefer?
I use In Your Pocket quite a lot. I use Overdrive quite a lot. I also have other sources of books from sources outside of RNIB. So I use Kindle, I use Audible, iBooks from Apple. So, you know, I've got more books than I could really shake a stick at, because I tend to, you know, get the books, and then particularly the Audible books and Kindle books, I've got probably about 100 or so in my phone that I can access at any one time. So, you know, we've gone from a huge big cartridge with one book on it to a tiny little device that you have in your pocket with, you know, hundreds of books on it, or in the case of In Your Pocket, you know, 26,000 books at your disposal. So really exciting. Shows how technology has developed over the years and how it will, you know, continue to develop.
And as you say, I mean, for the best will in the world, you don't get all books in the RNIB library. So having the choice of going elsewhere gives you more variety, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And particularly with things like Kindle, you know, you've got access to probably millions of books. And for me growing up, it was a case of, you know, books were in Braille and talking books. So, you know, it was a good selection, but it wasn't everything. Now I can access pretty much any book I could ever want to. I can be listening to Radio 4 or RNIB Connect Radio. Someone might recommend a book. And if it's not available in talking books, then it'll be available in one of my other formats and I can go out and get it straight away.
Well, if you would like to find out more about different platforms for listening to audiobooks, somebody in the Technology for Life team is only too happy to give you some pointers.
Absolutely. You can email tfl@rnib.org.uk or you can contact us via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Paul Porter, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for chatting with us.
Speak to you soon.